A&N Appliance. This is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was supposed to call you yesterday, and I'm sorry. I got really caught up with a bunch of other appointments, and I wasn't able to connect with you. I do apologize.
That's fine.
You guys had requested some more information regarding the Google Verified option that's available for your organization. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Have you looked into it at all, or do you know anything about it?
I do not.
Okay, cool. So you have a few minutes now. Is this a good time?
Yes, it is.
Okay, cool. So Google Verified is an option that shows at the very top of the page that used to be known as Google Guaranteed, okay? And when it shows up at the very top of the page, what it does is it shows the top recommended businesses that have been background checked, that have license and insurance, depending on your industry and what's needed, the requirements for Google. And okay, this particular section is a pay-per-lead section up here. So formerly, Google had it as Google Guaranteed, and they had a few different programs that they were running, and they decided to put them all under one roof and call it Google Verified. So I have your organization as Appliance Repair in 29209 in South Carolina. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So there is no license requirement. The insurance requirement does have $100,000 in general liability. Do you guys maintain that?
So we're actually just getting business quotes from insurance. So okay. I have one more coming in tomorrow. I already have one on hand.
Mm-hmm.
And once I get that second one, we're going to make our decision. So I would say by next week or even tomorrow, we'll have it in
cool.
The liability. I believe it's at $1 million.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. And most of you guys do have it higher. That it's just like they have their minimum requirement. That's why I always say minimum, because sometimes like some of these builders will be like, I have $2 million and I'm bonded. And I'm like, I didn't mean it as an offense. I'm just saying they have a minimum amount, you know? So,
yeah.
Okay, so how many employees do you have outside of your husband?
It's just him.
Okay. And any felonies?
Nope.
Okay, cool. So for all intents and purposes, it does seem like you guys have passed the background check once you have that insurance document. No big deal on that. Now, the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee. And what that does is that goes to get your organization background checked and get everything underway. But because you guys have been with us for 2.5 years, I can go ahead and lower that price to a one-time cost of just $200 to give you additional discount on it. The application itself does take 30 to 60 days to process. It doesn't always or even usually take that long. It's usually right around 3 to 4 weeks if you turn the application in quickly, which I can tell you, Jennifer, it's pretty quick. It's stuff you guys already know the answers to. It's not a blood oath from your firstborn child and things like that. It's literally like mm-hmm. the EIN number, the background check, social security number, uploading that document for the insurance, and it takes about 10 minutes to fill it out, okay? Yeah. The people that it takes longer on are the ones that kind of drag their feet. So I always like to stress that, like, it really depends on how quickly you get us the application back, okay?
Okay.
Now, once we go ahead and get you Google Verified, your cost per qualified lead is going to be $40 per lead with an activation budget of $520. So the way it works is that $520 is paid up front, and it sits almost like in an escrow account. And as the leads come through, the $40 increments will come off of it. Now, the beauty and advantage to these type of leads over any other type of leads is vast, and you're going to be able to track it through your Local Splash dashboard. But I do have a question for you first. Have you guys ever tried anything like Angie's List or Thumbtack?
We do eLocal.
eLocal. Okay. I think that's one of the better ones I've heard of. With these leads, though, I'm sorry?
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're actually lower than the $40 per lead.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm not surprised by that. These leads that are coming through Google are very competitive. They're exclusive. They're only coming to you guys. You don't share the leads. And you mm-hmm. only pay if it's considered qualified. So they have AI listening to each one of these qualified calls as they're coming in. And they automatically disqualify them. Like if they're a sales call, solicitation call, spam, robo, if somebody's seeking employment with your company or asking for a service you don't provide, or if they're requesting service outside of your service radius, because your services and your service radius are listed on your profile. Now, the other advantages and peace of mind that these listings give to the consumer is the fact that you're being backed directly by Google with their verified benchmark. Now, in addition to that, when a lead is considered qualified, that caller has to be setting an appointment with you for you to come out and bid or do the job face-to-face, or you have to be giving the estimate over the phone. Those are the only two instances that you're actually charged for the lead. And Google is very specific about these requirements because they don't want you guys paying for unqualified leads. So I have, this isn't the first time that I've heard that the $40 cost, you know, is lower on other platforms, but unfortunately I don't have, any way to make an adjustment on that. It's not a number that I choose. That that number is chosen by Google dependent on how competitive the industry and the market is. So with this, the other advantage is like, say if one ever did slip through the cracks for any reason, you guys have access to the call recording, as do we, and we automatically dispute it directly on your behalf with Google. Our clients that see, that use this particular service, the turnaround time is fairly quick, but the longevity of something like this is vast, simply because you're being listed in an additional spot on the first page of Google that's at the very top of the page. And that's non-negotiable. The organizations that are listed in the Google Verified section, formerly known as Google Guaranteed, are the very best of the best. They're the ones that Google is recommending as a top option. So you're listed there. You're listed again within the local map and again below that in the organic section. Now, do you think this is something that would fit into your guys' budget, something you'd be interested in?
My husband actually has one the question.
Oh, any questions? Absolutely.
How are you doing?
Hey.
So we just had a question. So say the receptionist answers the phone and they say, okay, we're going to price around and call somebody else. We get charged for that lead?
If they, I mean, yes, the real answer is yes, you could be charged for that lead. We have fail safes against it and ways to put in place. So if you have estimated costs that you charge, say, for, you know,
Well, because the problem is that we only do, it's a service call for every caller that calls in. And a lot of times, unfortunately, just because of the area, they'll call, and once we give them our $99.95 service call, they'll go, we're going to see around, that's a little too much. We're, realistically, we're one of the lower service calls in the area.
Right.
But if they don't want, not willing to pay, they're not willing to pay, you know?
I understand. So that's why I said we have some fail-safes in place. And on your ad, we can actually put part of your listing on the ad. We can put part in the photographs and the listing itself that there is a $99 service call. So we have the ability to go ahead and brand that up front so they know what they're looking at. We also brand the website so they're able to view it directly from the website to avoid things like that, because we do know that in certain industries, like, you know, what you're offering for the appliance repair, additional to that, like, you know, plumbing has service calls and HVAC has service calls. So a lot of times that is what you guys are getting called out on, and you have a flat rate, and you usually will tie that flat rate into, you know, whatever additional that they need. However, if you're getting a ton of calls based on that, it can run your budget up very quickly. So that's why we try to, you know, work with you and give you additional tools in order to make it profitable.
Gotcha. So right now, because we are with you guys, the local slash, so what do they do with our website? They just have it, they just feel like a website and just left it?
So we built your website, and then it's being branded on your Google Business profile. It's also branded through your Facebook ads, all of the other directories and areas that we have you listed. But when you say we just left it, what do you mean by that exactly?
No, I'm sorry. Just in terms of, like, we could have a lot more on there. Like, why? Do we have access to that to add stuff like
that? Absolutely. Absolutely, you guys have access to add photos to it. You have access to the client dashboard. Additional to that, Alexi, we can make any changes that you want us to make. Like you, we can set up a call for your My Site. That's what we call our custom websites here. And we can completely revamp it for you. We can add photographs. We can do anything you want. Say there's a website that you like the layout of somebody else's. We're not going to, you know, copy it or anything, but we can give you something similar. If there are certain features you like about it, we can do that as well.
I think we need to do the rebranding of the site.
Yeah, bland. Like, yeah, you click on it and you're like, eh, and you're getting right off of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Say it again?
I'm sorry, well, no, what were you guys saying? You said, get off that.
Yeah, sometimes you go on our webpage and it's like, if I was just like a customer and I clicked on it, I'd go, and I'd probably click off.
Well, yeah, it's so, the basic layout.
We definitely have to just revamp it and add some more,
absolutely.
I guess.
Absolutely. Do you want me to schedule a call for that?
Yeah, if you could, absolutely.
Yeah, let me see what they have available. Give me just one second here.
No problem.
Okay. And are we doing that call with both of you or Jennifer taking it?
Jennifer can take it.
Okay. Will you be available tomorrow morning around 10:30, Jennifer?
Probably Monday because we'll move into a different location. So.
Oh, okay. Monday's better for you, or do you want to do something like on Tuesday? Mondays can be Monday-ish, you know?
Yeah.
Let's do Tuesday.
Okay. And what time is best for you?
Anytime after 8.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool. So we'll do 10:30, and my site call for revamp. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and set this up for you, and we will set it up to call Jennifer. Okay, and at that time, like, again, if you have examples, something that you would like, hey, we like that this site over here has, you know, this or that, like, we can even put a scheduling bot on there. We can put a quick response bot on there. There's so many options that we have available for you. If there's something specific that you guys want or that you've seen that you like and somebody else's. But when we set the sites up, they are pretty basic until we get some type of direction from you.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? We don't want to just go spend all this extra time and effort, and then you guys are like, we don't even like that. You know?
Gotcha. And then my next question was in terms of the pay-per-lead, so can we get – All right, so first question was, if we did were to get Google verified, like eLocal has the ability to pause it. Can you guys pause it, or is it
absolutely
just prepaid? Okay.
Yeah, you can pause anytime you want. Say you take on 2 leads, and now you're booked for, you know, a week, or you're going on vacation for a week, or like you're moving, right, and you guys want to pause the campaign for any amount of time, you can pause it. That will be, you can pause it directly from the hub. So from the dashboard, you guys can pause the lead. And when they're paused, then the budget stops. And that budget will continue to stand in place until it's, you know, started again. And you can pause for any amount of time. Additional to that, say you only use like 3 leads out of the month, which is doubtful, but let's just use it for the example. Then you would only be charged $120 for the leads that you actually used for the month. It's not an automatic $520 charge every month.
Gotcha. And there's no time limit to being paused. Like it could be paused for 2-3 weeks at a time.
Be paused as long as you need to. We've had some people who are seasonal and they choose to pause it for like 6 months at a time when they're doing, you know, like if they're a landscaper in certain areas of the country, they pause it for a very long time, yes.
Gotcha, because that's something eLocal does. They only let you pause it for a maximum of, I think it's 5 to 7 business days in 1 month. So that makes it tricky.
Yeah, so they can pause it as long as you want.
You taking notes? She's like, yeah, like, let me take notes.
Well, yeah, I'm taking notes because I know you guys said you'd like your website to be a little more modern. You may have some ideas. You'd like some suggestions. So I'm putting all this in the notes for the My Site.
No, I'm just messing with you. So my next question was my last question for you.
Okay, you only get one more, Lexi. That's it. After that, I'm cutting you off.
So my last question for you. So is it possible, has anybody ever gotten Google verified and not done
well with it?
Yeah. No, in terms of like the pay per lead and can you get Google verified and not do the pay per lead?
You can, but it's really pointless. I mean, getting Google verified, the whole point of it is to get the leads. So if you pay to get Google verified, then you want to be listed in that section on Google, and that section is for the pay-per-lead. If you're not paying for the leads and you're not actually getting the leads, you're not going to be relevant. You're not going to stay up there and stay competitive. The guys who stay up on the top and stay competitive are the guys who are paying, the guys who are working with the clients, right? So there's a few things.
Because we pay the $250 now, man, you can't find our business on there.
Let me see.
Yeah, so that's another thing. We gotta try to find. Maybe there's like a keyword. But I mean, if you get verified, it would have to be on that first page anyway, right?
It's at the very top of the first page. On that, yes, absolutely.
Because right now, if I put like appliance repair Columbia,
mm-hmm.
I sometimes have to search. We're sometimes in the 30 something place business. Nobody's scrolling down that far, you know?
Right. You're not wrong. Let me take a look here. You're not wrong. Nobody, you're absolutely right. Nobody is scrolling down, you know, to the what I call the bushes in order to find your business, you know. Let me take a look here, see if there's anything that I can see. They can always definitely take a look at the keywords, and again, we can revamp the website as well in order to, you know, make it more modern and bring things up where you'd like them to be. I am having to click through this thing on Google, and they want me to prove I'm not a robot while I'm trying to look your business up, and it's really annoying. You run out of things to say after so long. Okay, I show that you guys, you should really do a search incognito, so that's going to give you a clean search. So the first listing is Sears Appliance Repair, which is obviously an ad that's a paid sponsored ad, but then below that I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You guys are 8th on the first page of Google in your zip code. I will go ahead and send you this link to take a look. Whenever you're doing a search for your business, then I always suggest that you go look incognito, because if it's a device that you look on pretty regularly, then it's going to skew the results, especially if your Google profile is signed into that device. However, 8th is not, you know, necessarily satisfactory either, or where we want you to be. Obviously, we want you to be where you want to be, up at the top of the page. This is definitely going to help to support where you're already listed as well. So they do interact and intertwine and support each other in this as well, guys. The thing about it is you guys have 114 verified reviews. That's fantastic. You guys are a 5-star company. I'm going to definitely see what else we can do to get you listed up at the top, whether or not you choose to move forward with the Google Verified. Obviously, I do suggest it. It is like the cure for cancer as far as leads go. I would sell it to my own grandmother if she had a company that qualified for this, simply because the clients who choose to do the Google Verified see a much, much stronger result with all of their Google products. So this is definitely going to take those 114 reviews, and it's going to brand it at the top in those listings with the Google Verified organizations that are listed there. A couple of other tips about the guys who are showing up at the top is their response time is very quick. It's within about 10 to 30 minutes. Pardon me. And they continue to get those reviews. And they have, you know, they don't turn their leads off very often. So the guys who run their leads 24/7, even though, like, obviously at 3 o'clock in the morning, people aren't necessarily calling to get their refrigerator fixed. These are the type of things that see a better result. So we give you all of the tips and tricks in an effort to ensure that you're going to be as profitable as you can be, because your success is our success in this, right?
Right, right. Yeah, no, and like I said, we've been using eLocal for probably a couple, maybe 2-3 years now, maybe even more. And we just kind of started to turn it on and off as we need. But like I said, it's so, I mean, I think at this point we could probably try it. We just got to wait for the business insurance for here in South Carolina, which should be here. And then we could probably, I'm willing to try it and then just kind of, you know, it doesn't work.
Yeah, I haven't had anybody say that it doesn't work. I have had people turn it off because they got too busy or they got booked out too far. Not necessarily for your industry, because you guys are pretty quick return, you know, you're in and out doing the service calls.
Right.
you know, but I'm going to tell you, the people who take advantage of it, they absolutely love it, especially in the appliance industry. The top contenders for it are appliance repairs, plumber, handyman, pest control. These guys see a really strong return because they're in and out.
Gotcha. Okie dokie. So I'm going to put Jennifer on the phone. I got to get back to something and then just let her know what we need to do in terms of, like, paperwork or if she can get anything to kind of get started on it. And then when we get business, just kind of get it
Absolutely.
Going.
Absolutely. Yep. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, doll. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay. So I can go ahead and send the application over if I have your permission to charge the application fee. And then you can begin filling it out. And as soon as you have that insurance document, you'll just upload it to the document, to the application. It will ask for license number. There's no license number in your area. There's no license required, so you would just put NA under that. But everything else, like I said, is all information that you already have. And then as soon as you have that insurance document, which it sounds like they'll be getting you that pretty quickly, you'll be able to upload that.
Yeah. I have one quote just waiting on a second one just to kind of determine which way we're going.
Yeah, yeah.
I said once we make the decision, it should be effective as maybe tomorrow or next week. Certainly.
Okay. So let's do this. If you're cool with it, I'll go ahead and send the application over to you, charge the application fee, and then I'll schedule your onboarding call for Tuesday. We can schedule it for, like, after your call. If you can set aside a little bit of time, because I have a 30-minute call set for the website, and then we can do, like, another call for onboarding for this. You should have everything in place by then, right?
Yeah, we should definitely. Is this your direct number?
I'll send you a text with my direct number. Again, it's no biggie if you don't have the document yet, then we're not going to, you know, fly to the moon without you. it'll be there in place for when you have that document and you'll already have the application and stuff. So let me see here. I'm sending a text to you now. It'll say, hi, this is Amy. Okay, that's coming over. And then, okay.
Okay, I just got.
Cool. And then you guys have a MasterCard on file ending in 8788. Do I have your permission to charge the application fee to that?
8788. Yes, that's the business one, yes.
Okay. And then let me go ahead and see. Okay, so what else is going to happen for you guys is you guys are going to get what we call a, pardon me, you're going to get what we call an account manager. So that's going to be a specific person who's dedicated and assigned to your account at all times. And it'll be the person who, like, if you want to dispute anything or you have any additional questions, you can always ask for that person. So that person's going to be calling you, Jennifer, to introduce themselves in the next couple of days just to say,
okay,
hey, you know, no big deal. I'll make sure that they go ahead and introduce themselves to you. But the other thing that I'm going to do for you is I'm going to see if you guys are eligible where because you have been with us for a while, so you could be eligible for a loyalty program. And what that is that every, like, third month, you get a free month of local service. So the way your package is set up is you pay $149 for your local SEO, your website, all your directories, all of that stuff, and then $100 towards your Facebook ads every month. So kind of like as a way of us saying, hey, thanks for being a loyal client, we give an offer where, like, I think it's every 3 months, you guys get $149 off. So you wouldn't pay for your local SEO every 3 months. I'm going to see if I can get you qualified for that. So then that will just give you guys a little bit of a break. Because I heard him mention a few times, like, hey, we've been with you for a while, and sometimes we're ranking where we want to be, and sometimes we're not, and we looked at this, and all of those things. So we appreciate you continuing to give us the opportunity to be a dedicated, you know, provider for you, and we like to say thank you for that. So I'm going to go ahead and see what else I can get kind of squeezed out of this for you just to give you additional little push. And, yeah, I want to take good care of you. So I'm going to go ahead and see what you qualify for, and then I'll shoot you a text once I get a decision on that.
Okay.
And then what I'm doing right now is I'm sending the Google Guaranteed application over via text message, and it'll mm-hmm. come over via email. Now, let me see here. Here it is. Now, for the client onboarding for that, let me see. Okay. So let me look at that date. That's going to be the 16th. You should have gotten the invitation for the My Site. I sent it to the a_inappliance@icloud.com. And then, so that's like an invitation that should log into your calendar for you.
Yep. Okay.
Cool. And then I'm going to do this one. Okay. So what we'll do is we'll go ahead at, let's see, that's going to be 12:30 your time. We're going to do the onboarding call, and it'll be with your account manager, the person that they assigned for your account manager. Okay?
Okay.
So you'll get, we'll get you with a double whammy. We'll give the intro and get the onboarding for the application. Now, if that time comes and it's like, hey, you text me, like, hey, Amy, we don't have the application done yet. We're still waiting on that document. No biggie. Just let me know and I'll reschedule you. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so you're going to get that invitation as well, Jennifer. It'll come through via email with the same type of reminder. And mm-hmm. then I think that we are good to go.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. If you have any other questions, feel free to call me or text me or email, you know, however you want to get a hold of me. Feel free to do that, and I'm here to answer any additional questions you might have, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.